Hi, I'm Mira Zahid.
And I'm Aya Mahrez, and today we are reporting on the 2016 U.S. presidential elections.
Election day has finally arrived. The final stage of the contest had featured two unique presidential candidates, a former first lady who would have become the first female president of the United States, and a billionaire turned reality TV star who defied conventional logic time and time again on the campaign trail. Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump were the clear winners of the 2016 primaries and were officially nominated at their party's conventions in July. They are two of the most unpopular candidates in modern American history. The most powerful nation on earth has elected a new leader, with the impact felt across the globe. So how exactly did this election go down?
Well, when citizens vote for their preferred candidate, they're actually voting for the electors, some of which are pledged to one candidate, some for the other. It's all down to a system called the Electoral College. In the race to get to the magic number, 270, it's the swing states that often matter most. The candidate with the most votes in each state becomes a candidate which that state supports for president. In many cases, this election, many Americans had to vote for the lesser of two evils, and the outcome has indeed shocked many, as Donald Trump won the race to 270 electoral votes at around 2 a.m. Eastern time. In the race to get to that magic number, it's the swing states that matter most. They're often called the purple states because they're a mix of the Republican red and Democratic blue. So let's
listen to what the LFIJP students and staff have to say about Trump's victory. Up to you, Ayad and James.
So we went to interview some students at the LFIJP, and it's a pretty a weird day because the results came out in the middle of a school day. So a lot of people are disturbed by the fact that it's Donald Trump, and a lot of people are really surprised at that at the news.
Yeah. For example, we had a 12-year-old that even had his own opinion about the debate, and if you guys would like to listen to it, there it goes.
What image does this election give about the United States of America?
Well, it depends really, because for me, most of my family is in America, and they're not Donald Trump supporters.
What do you think about the other part of your family, other part of the world?
So it could be dangerous because Donald Trump might start a third world war.
Everyone was expecting Hillary to win, but Trump surprised us, of course, beating Hillary with almost every state.
But what are the consequences of Trump being elected as president?
I wasn't really for Trump, and I wasn't for Hillary, but I am on the conservative side. Donald Trump, I didn't want him to get elected for one thing, and it's because you can't trust him. You can't trust him, and he's not fully a Republican, so you never know the laws that are going to come out of this, out of Donald Trump. You don't know what he's going to... If he changes his mind tomorrow about anything, I wouldn't be surprised.
So despite the fact that you cannot trust him, can he be a successful president?
Depends. From what he's promising, maybe, but it's just going to be 4 years. I don't think he's going to get re-elected, but if it goes well, maybe.
What do you think his first move will be?
I don't know, man. Probably something with the immigration policy and the foreign policy. He's going to start changing a few things, taking the Constitution more seriously.
All right.
And yeah, that's it.
All right, cheers, bro. Thank you.
First of all, big thank you to our reporters, James and Nia. That was very interesting to hear opinions of an international body. So why not have a closer look at what the international press has to say about the results? Over to Amaury and Emeric.
We are going to study the media reactions of countries which are mainly concerned by the election. These countries are Mexico and Russia, but in between these two countries, we will share UAE's point of view. So according to the Mexican journal, Sopitas, Mexicans are surprised that Trump is elected because they estimated that Clinton was going to win the election. They don't like Trump due to his lying, aggressive and xenophobic behavior. Furthermore, the peso, so the currency has decreased because of the announcement of the election results.
And then, according to the UAE, United Arab Emirates media, the 45th president of the United States, secured an extraordinary victory at the end of one of the ugliest and most decisive campaigns in living memory. So the UAE doesn't have any opinions for or against Trump. They're just saying what happened. Then, according in Russia, according to the Svestia, Donald Trump was the candidate of peace, whereas Hillary Clinton was the candidate of war. In fact, Clinton shared Obama's ideas against Russia about the question of Syria, but Trump wanted to cooperate with Putin to fight the jihadists, ISIS in Syria.
Back in the United States, the future of the Republican Party remains uncertain, for many of its members have expressed their opposition regarding Trump's rhetoric. On the other hand, it would be equally as intriguing to see how the Democratic Party is reacting. With us are Thomas, Adele, and Vianney.
So, on social media, pro-democratics were sharing their confusion and surprise. Paul Krugman, which is an economist that won the Nobel Prize, said on Twitter, I truly thought I knew my country better than it turns out I did. A big number of people were also commenting on the results, such as the English politician Owen Smith, that said on Twitter, I quote, "There a racist in the White House and a human rights abuser in the Kremlin. Time for us to leave Europe, time to try and lead it and rebuild hope.
Sorry. Hillary Clinton admitted the defeat after the results announced and decided that she should not speak in the night after the results. John Podesta, the chairman of the Hillary Clinton campaign, thanked the supporters for their enthusiasm, and then told the crowd to go home.
Thank you very much for that. Now, social media has deployed abundant resources to cover an electoral process like no other in recent American history. But how influential has this coverage been? With us today, Clara and Sonia.
Hello. Hello, Sonia. Hello, everybody. So, yes, I've been on social media earlier, just after the election results. So I passed a lot of time on Facebook watching the posts and the reaction of the people. And so it was quite funny because there's a lot of posts very sarcastic on the on Trump's election. So, Sonia, have you been lately also on the social media?
I was on Twitter because I passed my whole time on it. And I saw also a lot of pictures and tweets, very, very funny. So I saw one of them where there is the United States passport at the left, and at the right there is a plane from Air Canada which is taking off. It's kind of a starting pack, and it's written election night starter kit. So it's referring to the immigrants in the United States who have to leave the United States as Trump was elected, and also at the Canadian ambassador who crashed earlier. And did you saw something?
I actually saw a post on Facebook showing a picture of Trump, which looked quite tan, like more like an orange tan, and on the right, Barack Obama. So it's written over it, "This isn't what we meant when we said orange is the new black." So it's quite funny because we heard a lot of about this this phrase during the two years now, and so we like the people reacted like we shouldn't have passed from Barack Obama to Donald Trump, and it's quite like fearing, and it's also kind of the truth on showed on this post. So yeah.
This election has indeed been very entertaining, but now that it's over, what can we expect to happen in the next 100 days? With us are Eleanor, and Nisma.
Okay, so what will the first 100 days be about? Donald Trump plans to build a wall along the Mexican border, but it's not possible as he needs the Congress support. He also wants to temporarily prevent Muslim immigrants from entering the U.S. That action might be possible if he had the Congress support, but it might be hard. He also wants to stop helping other countries militarily and economically, and that could happen with NATO. And he will nominate someone for the Supreme Court. And he wants to increase taxes on the richer and reduce taxes for most taxpayers and eliminate federal income taxes.
She also forgot to mention that if Mexico doesn't pay for the wall, Donald Trump wants to punish them by increasing fees and maybe canceling visas of Mexican who want to come to the U.S., which is not supported by the Republicans, obviously, and thankfully. He also wants to end the policy by which anyone who is born in the U.S. is a citizen, which requires an amendment to the Constitution. That's not possible again because amendments of the Constitution are never adopted, well, rarely adopted. He wants to reduce the number of visas and green cards given to the non-citizens so they can work in the U.S., which could be adopted because nowadays people feel like American firms tend to want more foreigners than American people. He also wants to suppress Obamacare.
I thank you very much for that. So let's not forget that this election was not just about the president. American citizens also voted for members of Congress as well as the legalization of medical marijuana in some states such as California.
In conclusion, Donald Trump winning the presidency has rightly led to heated discussions about this election's impact, keeping in mind that he is arguably one of the most controversial candidates the United States has ever seen. We have covered what is only just the beginning of an unpredictable 4 years. Many questions are popping up. Will Trump stay true to his word and make America great again?